Today we have the privilege of studying Divrei Hayamim Bet Perek Yud Zayin, the 17th chapter of 2 Chronicles. This is the narrative of Yehoshaphat, the son of Asa, and it is a very glorious narrative in which Yehoshaphat assumes the role of the model king, both in terms of his successful foreign relations, in terms of his building of the land, and in terms, most importantly perhaps, of his attitude towards Torah. Pasuk Aleph, Vayimloch Yehoshaphat beno tachtav, Vayitchazek al Yisrael, Yehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead, and became strong over Israel. Pasuk Bet, Vayiten chayel b'chol arei Yehuda ha-betzurot, Vayiten netzivim be'eretz Yehuda uve'arei Ephraim, asher lachad asa aviv. He placed forces in all the cities all the fortified cities of Judah, and he placed governors in the land of Judah as well as in the land of in the cities of Ephraim, which his father Asa had captured. In other words, Asa, his father, had captured certain territories from the kingdom of Israel, despite the fact that the prophet condemns him for the way he went about doing this. Nevertheless, he did capture certain cities in the kingdom of Israel. And those cities reverted to Yehoshaphat, and Yehoshaphat placed governors over them, and he is praised for doing so. Pasuk Gimel. Vayi Hashem im Yehoshaphat ki alach b'darchei David avid v'rishonim v'lo darash la be'alim. God was with Yehoshaphat because he went according to the ways of his ancestor David, the early ones, and he did not seek out the Baalim. He went after David's ways, and it's interesting, the Darchei David HaRishonim, the first ways of David, the early ways of David, I'm not sure what that means. And he did not seek out Baalim, and we have no record of David ever seeking out the Baalim. Pasuk Dalet, Ki le'elokei aviv darash, uv'mitzvotav halach, ve'lo kema'aseh Yisrael. Rather, he sought out the God of his father, he went in his mitzvot, he did not act according to the deeds of the king of Israel, i.e. the king did not act according to the deeds of the kingdom of Israel. And that is significant because we see later on that Yehoshaphat forms a political and familial alliance with the kingdom of Israel. Pasuk Hei. Vayachen Hashem et ha-mamlacha biyado, God established the kingdom in his hands. In other words, God made him firmly established as king. Vayitnu chol Yehuda mincha li Yehoshaphat vayhi lo osher v'chavod larov. All of Judah gave a tribute to Yehoshaphat, they recognized him as king, he received wealth and much honor. Pasuk Vav, interesting formulation, Vayigbah libo b'darchei Hashem. His heart was raised, but not in arrogance, but rather in the ways of God. Ve'od hesir et habamot ve'et hasherim Yehudan, moreover, he removed the high places, as well as the Asherah worship from Yehuda. Now, here is the fascinating part, as part of his being wealthy, well-established, and having a high heart, but a high heart in the ways of the Lord, we're now told that he used his stature and his wealth to propagate Torah in Yehuda, which is a very unusual thing for any Beit Rishon king to do. The idea of the importance of propagating the book of Torah, is very much an idea found in Chronicles rather than in Kings, very much in Divrei Hayamim idea rather than a Melachim idea. In Melachim, the kings are responsible for extirpating idolatry, but not for teaching a book of Torah. That's a uniquely Divrei Hayamim idea, with which Yehoshaphat is credited in the following Psukim. Pasuk Zayin, Vishnat Shalosh Lemolcho Shalach Lesarav Leven Chayil Leovadiav Lizchareyav Vlintanel Ulmichayhu Lelamed Be'arei Yehuda. In the third year of his reign, he sent his officers, men of valor, as well as a whole list of people, Obadiah, Zechariah, Netanel, Michayahu, all of them to teach in the cities of Yehuda. Pasuk Chet, we're told that there are a list of Levi'im who went alongside them. What did they do? Pasuk Tet, Vayilamdu b'Yehuda, V'imahem Sefer Torat Hashem, Vayasobu b'chol arei Yehuda, Vayilamdu ba'am. They taught in Yehuda, along with them was a book of the Torah of God. They went around in the cities of Yehuda, and they taught among the people. Pasuk Yud, Vahi pachar Hashem al kol mamlechot ha'aratzot asher svivot Yehuda, velo nilchamu im Yehoshaphat. A fear of God befell all the kingdoms of the lands which were surrounding Yehuda, and they did not fight with Yehoshaphat. In other words, Yehoshaphat's supremacy in the land is the outgrowth of his teaching of Torah, which is a fascinating concept. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Umin Plishtim Mevi'im Yehoshaphat Mincha, V'chesef Masa. Among the Philistines were those who brought to Yehoshaphat a tribute, as well as money brought, as well as silver brought to him. Gam ha'arviim mevi'im lotzon elim shivat alafim shvame'ot utyashim shivat alafim shvame'ot. The Arabs, the residents of the Arabian Peninsula, they too brought him sheep 7,700, as well as goats 7,700. Pasuk yudbet, vayhi Yehoshaphat holech v'gadel ad lemala, vayiven b'Yehuda biraniyot v'arei miskanot. Yehoshaphat became greater and greater until he was very great. He built in Yehuda citadels and store cities. So we're told that Yehoshaphat became a very successful king. The center of his accomplishments is the sending out of emissaries to teach the book of Torah throughout Yehuda. And when we're told that he had a variety of types of officers who were in charge of the great wealth which flowed into his kingdom in the subsequent verses.